Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't see my nipple, can you?
What's on your mind? She's getting real, not afraid to feel. Take her soul to soul, just let it flow. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
Okay, we are back with Ray Lynn, and we are doing a bonus episode of Call Caroline, where
Call Caroline
listeners are calling in with their burning questions. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
You ready to get
I
after these?
So. I'm ready. Or do we get to be like therapists, like online therapists?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Which you actually could be a great therapist because you have so much wisdom. If you haven't heard the Mondays episode, listen to it because Raylan drops some wisdom on life.
We try.
You do. Okay.
You're sweet.
Okay, so let's see what we got.
Hi, Caroline. This is Katie. My question is, what would you say is a habit or a little tick that your husband has that gets on your nerves? And how do you handle that? And then secondly, what would he say about you and your annoying tick? And how do you try to manage that as well? Thanks.
Thanks. I mean, that's marriage 101.
Marriage 101.
Add a
kid
in.
They're going to annoy you. You're going to annoy them. You go first.
No. You do. Because I feel like Josh is perfect. Josh is like an angel.
Josh is perfect. I would say, I don't think it's annoying. I feel like he doesn't think that I'm funny.
And he doesn't think you're funny?
He thinks I'm funny. But like, he does think I'm funny. But we have very different, our humor's different. But
are you trying to make him laugh all the time?
Yes. I'm always trying to make him laugh.
And he's not laughing.
But then it makes me laugh because he doesn't laugh. And like, especially like when my best friend Demi's over, we're always just annoying him, which I think is so funny. But he acts like he's annoyed, but don't you love this about guys? They act like they annoy, but they actually love it. Like, he loves like girl talk. Like,
he does?
Oh, he loves girl talk. He's like, so he acts like he doesn't want to know what's going on. But then in the other room, if we're talking about something, he's like, so what are we talking about? Like, my favorite thing that Kaylee Dickerson said is, I think we were over, you were there too. We were over at Cannon Smith's. This was years ago.
Oh, at a birthday party.
And then he comes over. He goes, "What are we drinking, girlies?" But probably my annoying tick.
Are you talking about Russell said that?
No, Kaylee. Cannon. Josh said that to Kaylee and me.
Oh.
He goes, "What are we drinking, girlies?" And she thought it was so funny. I already know one thing about myself, and I'm actually, this is a bad thing, but it's not bad. But like, I process things in my head, and so I feel like he's already gonna know what I'm saying. So if I'm like talking about the moon landing, right? Like
the moon landing,
just like something wild, right? I'll be like, but
has someone landed on the moon lately?
No, and I don't know if I believe in it. But so anyway,
are you a flat earther?
Earth? I don't know if
you're
I
a flat that. Earth. Oh my okay. God, I don't even know what so, that is yet. Okay,
I process things in my head. So Josh will be like, you know, we'll be talking about something, and then I'll be thinking of something else, and I'll just say, what do you think about this? Or not like, oh, can you believe that? And he's like, what are you actually talking about? I already probably know that's one of his takes. I probably have so many of them, but.
Does he do anything though? Cause like, okay. Especially like when you have a kid.
You started talking about Michael.
Well, Michael is great.
Michael's the best.
He's the best. But I mean, when you're married to someone for 10 years almost and you have a kid. Like,
and also too, like I'm kind of messy. Josh is very clean.
Oh, okay. See, that would drive me nuts. I'm super clean.
Like I'm clean, but I'm not. Like I just, like my sink doesn't have to be clean. The common areas have to be clean. Like okay. The living room.
That's fair.
The kitchen, like stuff like that. But like, and it's probably the military part of Josh too. Like everything has to be in its spot, which is great.
Okay, well, because like there's this thing called the HH. Have you heard of the HH?
Uh-uh.
It's the husband hatred. It happens when you have a baby. Did you ever have that?
Uh-uh.
You never got the HH? Uh-uh. Like you never hated Josh? Like did he always like, because like, you know, like when you have a baby, I sometimes feel like men just like don't know what to do. But Josh did, didn't he? He did. I knew he was one of those. He did. Did he just do all the things?
The funniest thing that he did, and I'll never forget when Tyler.
Michael. Okay.
No, sometimes
you're like,
no, I get it.
You don't know how to do anything with this baby.
It was really funny. One thing that Josh did say, he goes, I just don't know what to do. I just don't have a boob. If I had a boob, I would help, but I don't have titties. Like, it was just like funny. Like when you're nursing, it's like, he's like, and it felt,
because the baby only wants you.
Men do feel very hopeless, but Josh was so great. He would clean the breast pump. He would do the stuff. He'd always have it ready for me to pump in the middle of night. Like Josh was like, no complaints. He was pretty epic.
So Josh,
his thing is he never wanted Daisy to cry, obviously. So he'd blow dry her with a blow dryer so that she wouldn't cry. And I'll never forget when Tyler Hubbard came over, Tyler and Haley, to come visit Daisy. And Daisy, like, I was changing his diaper. And, like, I'm obviously used to changing her diaper and Daisy and Josh blow drying her because I've seen this. But the average person that comes over, they're like, what the hell is Josh doing? Like, he goes, are you blow drying your baby right now? And he goes, she doesn't cry. She was crying with me. And then he's like, it's actually pretty genius, but it was funny. We ended up having the pediatrician first time. She's like, okay, we have to stop with the blow dryer. It was so funny.
But I feel like sometimes guys are just not aware. I feel like if I was going to say something that annoyed me, it's like just because Michael is so great and so sweet. And
Michael's very sweet.
Such a good husband, father, all of it. But it's like, I just feel like he's such a dude. Like, Michael is a guy, is a guy, is a guy. He grew up with four brothers. He's been in a band. He's one of four brothers.
Josh is a dude, but also he had four sisters.
Okay,
five
sisters. He's got an unfair advantage.
He does have an unfair advantage.
That's a super unfair advantage, okay? And ladies, just let you know, if you marry someone who has sisters, they are going to understand a female a lot
better. Yeah, they will.
Michael grew up with three rowdy brothers. He's in a band with three other guys his whole life. He's been around dudes forever.
And then he had a daughter.
Yeah. God's saying, I got to level the playing field here, you know?
Yeah.
And now Sunny is like girl. I mean, she's adventure girl, but like,
she's girly.
So he's just like, the girl world is like, he's learning it with me, you know, because he didn't grow up in it.
Yeah.
But Josh grew up in it. So he knows what girls need.
Yep. So what's your annoying tick about Michael? Because you didn't answer the question.
I feel like he's so great and he's such a, I mean, disposition.
All of our husbands.
I don't want Michael to be like, I can't believe you're talking to me on blast. You know, I think sometimes he just doesn't know to look for certain details that I need done.
But guys forget details. That's why they need a woman. Like, that's
I know.
It's like, and that's the thing is, I want to feel needed. So like, I can't get mad if Josh forgets a sound machine for a nap, like, or forgets to sleep. Like, you know, because of course he did. Like, of course he didn't, like, forgot the bottle. Like, you know, like, he's not. So, but it makes you feel needed, but also I get what you're saying. But that's also being married to a dude. So.
I know. Well, and it's just like, you know, I feel like for me, I probably didn't really have many things that annoyed me too much until Sunny was born, because it's like,
you notice everything.
You're packing. You know what she needs to wear. You know what she needs to pack. You know what she needs to eat. You know when she needs to change her diaper. You know when she needs to be fed, you know, getting her school in line, getting her appointments with her doctor in line. It's like,
it's a lot.
Michael's there to help, but like, for some reason, women just do all that. Why do women just do all that?
It's on the resume, baby. It's true.
I think that's probably when I got annoyed. It's like, man, my workload just got, which I love this workload.
Yeah.
I love the mom workload, but I'm like, why do I just, why did the download hit me and it didn't hit you?
That's the way God created us.
Is that just
I think it is. It has to be. And we feel needed, though.
I mean, I know I'm needed.
I know. Yeah, I know I'm needed.
I know I'm needed.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why we got a puppy for Sunny for Christmas.
Aww.
But I said to Michael and Sunny, I said, I am not going to imprint with this dog.
No, it's yours.
No, I am not going to imprint with this dog because I will get in there and I will love this dog. I will kiss this dog. I will nurture this dog. I will spoon feed this dog. Yeah. I'm going to snuggle this dog. And then this dog is going to only want to be with me.
Yeah.
And I was like,
this is y'all's dog.
This is y'all's dog. So I keep the dog alive, but I have stood back.
Okay. That's good.
I did not love it extra. I'm like, girl, you're going to survive.
This is your thing.
This is your dog. Yeah. And it imprinted with Sunny. Believe it or not, she slings that thing over her shoulder.
Funny.
You're tough. Yeah. So overall, I think that just him not being able to know what is in my running to-do list and just take some of it would be my annoying thing.
You don't know my Costco list.
Costco girly thing cracked me up.
I don't know how that thing popped off. It was hilarious.
Costco girly.
I'm a Costco girly. I was like, of course I buy extra toilet paper for my friends who are too cheap to buy
them. I'm a Costco girly.
I was just being so stupid.
Raylan made a video on her Instagram and TikTok. I don't know wherever it is, but it's Costco girly. That thing, that went viral.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Did Costco give you a free membership?
Yeah, but they should.
They should.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah, you'd be a great spokesperson.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house. And I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, so, you know, I think just like accepting the fact, and it's like you said earlier in our interview that we talked about, our long form interview on Monday, it's like you can't get annoyed by every little thing, because when you live with someone, and especially their seasons.
Yeah, their seasons.
There's seasons that are intense, and you're literally
football kind of annoys me. Just like, why is everything, well, the game's on from that. Just
oh,
like,
he's a football
you're
guy?
You're not even like, you don't even have a team. You have a play, you like players, and now fantasy messes up everything.
He's one of those?
Yes.
Michael's not that.
See, like, and I don't mind football. I love football, but it's like, why can't we just have a team and that's what we watch every week? But no, now there's players, and you got to do your players have got to do good, so you got to watch your players play every time.
I only know football because of Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
I know. It's so annoying. I'm so annoying.
I know. I love it, though. I like seeing her with a guy like that, though. It's cool.
I like that she's like, she got pursued, too.
Yeah, because, cool.
I mean, it'd be very hard to pursue Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's like, how do you, like, where do you start?
But, and he did it.
Like, he just did it.
That's and cool. I'm like, that's kind of awesome.
Hey, you're not going to get it unless you try.
Hey, and he got it.
He did.
We'll see how it goes, but I'm enjoying watching
it.
I
think it's great. I think it'd be super cute.
I think it'd be great. It's going to be like a royal wedding. Everyone in the world's going to want to see it.
Oh, my God, of course.
I know. Yeah. So anyway, I think that there's seasons.
I love it how the big revolving door of our whole conversation based off, what do we get annoyed by our husbands?
I know, right? But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm like, because sometimes when I'm in the midst of my annoyance, especially like when Sunny was super young and like you're postpartum, your body's whack, your emotions are insane.
You cry about everything.
You're crying about everything. And then this husband doesn't have a boob and the baby just wants you and you got this whole list of things to do. And I'm literally like, what in the world? Like, you're losing your mind. I mean,
I did
for a little bit, but it's like the most love you've ever felt. But then you're also like, Are you like,
is everybody okay?
Are you like, but are you like in this with me? Because like, I feel like
they are,
but they just don't know what to do.
They just don't know what to do.
And then you get through it, and then you go through seasons and you grow. It's just like, stick it out. Like you said, if you got a good person and a good partner,
you married them for a reason.
Yeah.
If you're married to a good person, you're always going to work it out.
And there's going to be seasons where like, sometimes I feel like he's annoying me, but like she's asking, Katie's asking, like, what are you doing? I am annoying because I'm a little, I think, controlling, probably.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, you should do things this way.
You should do it this way because it's going to work out better.
And this is the plan I need us to have.
I love that.
So I think being married to someone, just being with someone all the time, I mean,
yeah,
it's just, there's going to be times.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Except for Josh, you don't ever get the HH. You never got the HH.
I never hated my husband.
Well, it's not real hate. It's just not, like, you feel like you're a little useless.
Annoyance.
Okay, yeah, just a little annoying.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do one more question. And listen, Michael and Josh, y'all,
we love you. Yeah.
So much.
Absolutely. There's no harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul. I mean, if he got on here, he would probably, they'd say we're perfect.
Oh, yeah. No.
What would Josh say about you?
He'd probably just say I'm wild.
But that's why he likes you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael would probably say I'm a little bit controlling.
The thing about me is, like, if we went on this Christmas bar crawl, and when I planned a drink, I get schmasted. And he's the best husband, though. He just carries me back into the house. He's like, I had to tell the Uber driver, like, I swear this is my wife. I'll show you the photos. I'm not taking her home.
So you go hard.
I go hard in the paint, but not very much. But what I do.
When you do, you're letting your...
Oh, do you have the next question
ready?
Your
bra come off. Okay, we're ready for the next question. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, Caroline. I could use a little bit of advice. So me and my fiance are planning our wedding for later this year. And oh my gosh, it is so expensive to plan a wedding, even a simple one.
Hello.
So we have come to the conclusion that we want this to be a child-free wedding. And we're really nervous that that's going to cause some controversy. So I just wanted to get your advice on the best way for us to break it to people that they need to leave their kids at home. Thanks.
I think the best way to break it to people to leave kids at home is, listen, does she have, obviously this girl probably doesn't have kids, but that's okay. Just say, hey, I want you guys to have a good time. I want you to have a date night. Like, it's in advance enough for you to get a sitter. We're doing child free. That way everybody can truly enjoy themselves and not have the stress of bringing their children. I think when you come from that aspect, because everybody wants to like have a break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And like not be on, you know, and like Daisy's going to be in a wedding.
She's going to be flower girl?
She's going to be the flower girl.
Stop.
But she's the only kid at the wedding. But then she's going to go home and go to bed. You
You're
know what I mean?
You're going to send her home.
Oh, sure. Girl, yeah,
girl. Girl, mama's got to get schmasted.
Yeah, mama's got to get an Uber. Okay, I'm just kidding. No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's bad if you come from that aspect of, like, I don't think that that's heartless. And I think people just, I think it all depends on the people that you're inviting. But I don't think it's
heartless.
And I
think, honestly, I think parents are looking for a hard no sometimes not to bring their kids because
they feel guilty. Like I know I would feel guilty. Oh, should I bring Daisy? There's going to be family there, whatever. But if there's a hard no, I don't
think
you
just kind of, and Sunny wants to go everywhere. And like how you are with Daisy, I want to bring Sunny everywhere. Yes. But then like when you do have like the hard no, it's just going to be parents. Like, cause how often do you get a date night?
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what I'm saying. I think if you
dress up and
I think if you approach it in that way, you're going to be fine, girl.
Yeah. Agreed.
That's the way you do.
Totally agreed. And honestly, just think about it. You're kind of doing them a favor because they might not have done it for themselves.
And two, it's your damn day. If you don't want kids there, you don't have to have kids there.
Preach.
I want you to dress like a unicorn. Okay, you have to dress. It is your damn day. Take that back.
Take it back. Okay, well, there you go. All the problems of the world solved. Thank you guys for tuning in to
Caroline and Ray.
This bonus episode of Call Caroline and Ray, all your burning questions answered. And if you want to leave a voicemail because you have more burning questions that you need answered by my incredible epic guest with me, there's a link in the show notes. So call in.
Call in.
Call in. Woo. Will you call in and leave a question?
I'm definitely going to leave you a question.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Bye.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford, doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.